Hello, and welcome to Tantrum, our report on CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes and the traditional lands and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Tuesday, September 7th, the first day of school for many young folks in Sackville. Best of luck this week and for the coming school year. Coming up on today's show, as vaccination numbers continue to inch upwards, we turn our attention to the fall and what it has to bring. Local pharmacist owner Charles Beaver gives the latest on the vaccination rollout, best practices for those of us already vaccinated with a double shot, and what might be different about this coming flu season. That's coming up right after these local news updates. The federal NDP candidate in the local riding of Beauséjour says she called the RCMP after she was subjected to a violent racist attack in Sackville. Evelyn Godfrey says she was going door-to-door in late August, gathering signatures for her nomination papers, when a man who lives on Queens Road began shouting racial epithets. She says that some of them were directed at NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, who is Sikh and wears a turban. The man, who had been sitting on his front porch, also shouted epithets at Godfrey herself, whose grandfather was Sikh. She says the man disappeared into his house, emerged with a knife, and stabbed one of the tires on her rented campaign car, causing it to deflate. Godfrey, who has campaigned many times for the Labour Party in Britain, as well as the NDP here, says she has never encountered anything like this.
Yeah, I've never seen something like that before. But the thing is, I don't think it's a unique sort of incident. I think something has changed. And I grew up in Sackville. I mean, obviously, I'd seen racism in the 1970s and 80s. And my mother's Asian and my grandparents lived with us. And as I say, my grandfather was a Sikh. He didn't wear a turban, but he was a Sikh. So we had, I'd seen racism before, but this is different. And I've been hearing from other NDP members over the past year that they've been experiencing violence, like every time they leave the house and things like this. Now they're being attacked. So there's something very different going on right now. And I think it has to do with the immigration, certainly since 2015. It's quite recent when more non-white people have come to New Brunswick. And so the impression we got was this man was angry now at Jagmeet Singh, because now a non-white, non-Christian person has become the leader of a mainstream political party.
Evelyn Godfrey says the RCMP constable who investigated the incident made it pretty clear that the man would be prosecuted for allegedly committing a hate crime. However, so far, the Sackville RCMP have not responded to an email request for more information. Thanks to Bruce Wark for bringing us that report. Bruce is busy speaking with Beauséjour candidates and will be bringing new profiles right here on Tantrum Our Report. Beauséjour has a full slate of six candidates running for a seat in Parliament. Incumbent Dominic LeBlanc is running for the Liberals, Shelley Mitchell for the Conservatives, Evelyn Godfrey for the NDP, Anna Girouard for the Greens, Jack Miner for the People's Party, and Isabelle Chiasson for the Free Party. Sackville Town Council meets tonight for their monthly special council meeting. They will start with a closed meeting at 6:30 to hear from the local RCMP detachment. Then at 7 p.m., the public agenda begins with a discussion of council's procedures bylaw, as well as the town's workplace harassment and violence policy. Council will also discuss the purchase of road salt for the winter and the fall pride parade. Residents can attend Sackville Town Council in person or watch or participate online. This will be the first meeting since the pandemic began where the observation gallery will be open at full capacity. Pre-registration to attend council is no longer required. The Canadian Union of Public Employees is set to begin province-wide strike voting today. More than 22,000 QP members in the province are in a legal strike position, some having been without a collective agreement for almost 5 years. Eight QP locals could take a strike vote starting today, and the local that represents hospital workers could do so later this month. The Mount Allison campus is coming alive today with first and second year students participating in a learning day. Academic orientation events and sessions will happen on campus all day long. Then tonight, all students can attend a keynote event called Bilay Nibi, a Mi'kmaq term meaning new leaf in a tree. The event features a smudging ceremony and a talk from 2017 Mount A grad Xavier Gould, an award-winning, multidisciplinary, queer Acadian artist, actor, comedian, and spoken word poet. Finally, on today's Tantramar Report, throughout the vaccination rollout, we've been checking in regularly with local pharmacist owner Charles Beaver of the Corner Drugstore. As the vaccination numbers get higher, we chat with Beaver this time about best practices for those who are vaccinated and how the relaxation of public health restrictions might affect this year's flu season.
Charles Beaver, thanks for joining us.
Well, glad to be here, Erica.
So New Brunswick has sort of entered a slightly new reality in terms of public health restrictions. The mandatory ones are no longer in effect, but around town there's a lot of people still wearing masks. A lot of recommendations still out there to still pay close attention to what's happening and the spread of COVID-19. What kind of policies do you have in place? What are your best practices that you're hoping people will follow and that you have in place at the Corner Drugstore?
Well, firstly, I think it's important to remember that even if a person is double vaxxed, that if they're showing symptoms like fever or sudden shortness of breath or any normal cold type symptoms, usually when a person's double vaxxed, in that rare but possible instance that they do get COVID, it presents as a runny nose, a minor sore throat. And even though transmitting COVID when double vaxxed is less likely, it's still possible. So for that reason, we post more of a guidance than a demand on people. But our sign is simply, please do not enter if you are sick, to call us for service. That we can arrange curbside, we can deliver to the home, we can, give consultation by phone. And that's really to protect the many vulnerable clients that we do have coming to the pharmacy. And we have a duty to, protect our community and our staff, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not so much, you're not asking people to wear masks and do things like that. It's more in terms of you want them to pay attention. And if they do have symptoms from the list to, stay home or you do an alternative method of shopping or that sort of thing.
Yes, and right below the please do not enter if you are sick is the recommendation. We ask folks, masks are recommended.
Okay.
It is a small space. Some choose to wear them, others don't. If anyone shows up without a mask, we have lots of masks available to, give to clients. It is a small space and there's lots of folks that are, concerned about COVID, even if they are vaccinated. And some, of course, can't be vaccinated or vaccines, even if received, aren't as effective as others, people with immune deficiencies and such.
Okay. So, you are still asking for masks indoors then.
Yeah. And it is, a person's choice. We're not making it mandatory if it became more of an issue, then, we may have to consider that step as well. But I think that at this point, observing the folks coming in, people do, we also recommend folks maintain 2 meters distance. It's okay to pass someone in an aisle, but, when someone's lined up and waiting for a service, for instance, we ask that people, socially distance or physically distance the 2 meters, and just keep everyone safe and comfortable.
I've been, curious. I'm curious to see how people will, going into the fall as flu season, as a sort of traditional flu season ramps up in the fall. I'm curious to see, if masks will become part of our regular routine. Do you hope to see masks around for a while yet?
I absolutely do. We enjoyed in Canada, an unintended consequence of COVID measures was a virtual zero influenza season. It's important to remember that each year, on average, 3,500 Canadians die of influenza. For many of us, it's just an awful week, 10 days. However, sometimes even seemingly healthy people, do actually become seriously ill, hospitalized, and in many cases do die of influenza. I think we'll see this year that with, people practicing just good neighbor practices, really, looking out for your people around you, that hopefully we'll be able to diminish, the impact of influenza again this year. And of course, vaccination is going to be very important because of the potential strain on our healthcare system due to the fourth wave. We have a measure that's safe and effective to further protect the population, and that's of course vaccination.
So we will, I suppose, start hearing about flu vaccines coming online soon, or what is the status of that this year?
We never know until we know.
Oh, really?
But a prediction would be, somewhere around Thanksgiving. It used to be late October, early November. The last few years, we've been fortunate to receive vaccine, even a day or two before Thanksgiving weekend, a couple of times. As soon as we have it available, I promise to let you know, and you can let our community know. And we'll be doing the work of vaccinating those who want the service. We're going to make it accessible, similar to the COVID vaccine, which of course is still available. Lots of folks are now just getting their first and many second doses. The best way to get those services, be it influenza vaccination or COVID vaccination, are to go to our website, thecornerdrugstore.ca, and register for those. Influenza is not up yet on the site, but it will be.
Obviously, the what's going on right now is the ongoing COVID-19 vaccination rollout. You mentioned there's still people getting first shots. Like what kind of opportunities are coming up this week for COVID-19 vaccinations in Sackville?
Well, we have focused clinic days where we do the majority of the numbers of folks that are looking for the service. Ideally, if people register at www.thecornerdrugstore.ca for a first or second dose, and you can select which brand you want for your second dose. We're giving almost all Pfizer now. Then we would direct people, give them links for the days that are available to book. Although I would encourage anybody with very, tight schedules that can only come certain times of day or certain days of the week to call the pharmacy. And we will work with those folks too, because we vaccinate almost every day. We just can't do, 60 or 80 on a day that we don't have the help of a nurse to administer. So, we will fit people in, if their schedule's limited, we'll work with them to find a time that does work. I will mention that Moderna is still available. However, because it's in a vial of 15 doses, to avoid waste, we only vaccinate with Moderna one day of the week, and quite frankly, that day shifts depending on the people asking for the service and when they can come. We have lots of opportunities though, and we do walk in as well. We have the 11th of September, the 9th of September, the 11th of September, and the 14th as well are all coming up as walk-in days as well.
All right. And as the campus fills up, of course, Mount A students have been arriving for the past several weeks, and I'm sure you've vaccinated a fair number of people. And have you noticed the increase in numbers as the campus fills up?
Absolutely. And that's across the board. We have the student population, staff at Mount Allison as well, being vaccinated. But it's also back to school and back to reality. A lot of people got their first dose 2-3 months ago and are just now realizing, summer's coming to an end. It's fourth wave, it's time to get in and get that second dose. So really, it's an across-the-board thing. A lot more folks this last couple of weeks are getting vaccinations, which is great.
Okay. All right, Charles. Well, I mean, thanks again for keeping us informed on vaccines and public health and all things sort of transmissible.
Yeah. Well, I figure, you know, if we can do something to keep our community safe together, you know, working together, we really should be. So it takes a team effort, and I think the community is doing a great job.
That was Charles Beaver of the Corner Drugstore. Drop-in days for vaccinations without appointments are slated for Thursday, September 9th, Saturday, September 11th, and Tuesday, September 14th at the Corner Drugstore. That's it for CHMA's Tantrum Hour Report for this Tuesday, September 7th. As always, to get in touch, email us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.